As he said, I did the Curse These Metal Hand one just because it's easy to do that. I'm in the band, so
yeah,
it's just something to go with easily. And then the Creeper one came along, and that obviously got quite a lot of hype for doing all right for themselves. Spooky little goths.
Hello, and welcome to A Creative Truth. I'm Sophie Berry, aspiring author and afternoon nap pro.
And I'm Benjamin Simons, composer, up-and-coming Twitch streamer and hot sauce guzzler. A Creative Truth is a podcast by creatives, for creatives and aspiring creatives and everyone in between. Each week we invite a special guest to join us and have a chat about the harsh reality of breaking into their industry.
This week, we're joined by my friend Luke Rees. You might know him as the bassist in Pine and the very excellent Pine and Conjurer collaboration, Curse These Metal Hands. He's also the guitarist in Doctrines, but more recently, Lou of Lou's Hot Sauces. I know him as the funniest person I've ever met at a festival. We've become particularly fond of Lou's sauces in this house, so let's roll the intro music and find out what the bloody hell's possessed Luke to delve into the hot sauce market while he balances life in and outside his bands. Luke, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Schedule.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. How are you today, sir?
Fantastic. I'm all right. Feeling good. Just finished work. And now I'm talking to yous.
We're on the wine, so you've got a beer. Let's go for it. So our first question, we like to take it all the way back with each of our guests. So where did you grow up and what was it like there?
I grew up, I was born in Wales, in Swansea, mm-hmm. A very rough part of the country, which explains me. I lived there till 11, and then I moved to Guernsey.
Oh, nice.
The posh boys.
We were talking about Guernsey just the other day, actually. What's it like?
Whoa, what are the chances? It's beautiful. It's closer to France than it is to here. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous, just full of Nazi bunkers everywhere. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I heard that. Lots of nice seafood.
Yeah, I guess.
Just a local crab is a delicacy, I hear. So what were your first jobs? Do you remember?
My first jobs. Summer jobs, just little pub things going around pretending to do things.
Cleaning up glasses and that.
Cleaning up glasses and stuff, telling great jokes to everyone who definitely wanted to hear them jokes. And yeah, and that formed the person I am today.
So we know you from several bands. What was your first band? And did you always see yourself making music ultimately?
Yeah, I've always wanted to do it. My first band back home when I was a nipper was called Gooch.
Oh my God.
We were great. We had some great covers. We had some great, you know, what did we do? Probably did a bit of Arctic Monkeys in there.
Was it like a pub band or?
It was a kids band called Gooch.
A kids band.
Make of that of what you will.
You do any gigs?
A couple little local gigs at the cricket club, you know, but they had to put the name as Hooch because it's a bit too edgy to put Gooch
on all the posters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just Hooch, which we had an uproar about. We weren't happy about that as little 14-year-olds.
So obviously I know you from Doctrines and Pine. So Doctrines was first. How did that come about?
Just from university. Moved down here. Got on with one of the lads and we just formed a little rock and roll band.
Lovely. And you yeah. are great, to be fair. And you, I think you're signed to Alcopop, weren't you? One of my friends.
We were, yeah.
Was it something that you always thought you'd be doing? Like, did you always have an urge or a need to be writing music? Or?
Yeah, totally. Like, I did music at university. That's the reason I moved to Manchester, for music. So it was something I always wanted to do, for sure. I'm just stuck with that. Whilst doing other things, obviously.
Was it music as a broad stroke topic, or did you go to specialise in a, like, was it production, or was it, like, I went to study guitar, for example, so was it as specific as that, or?
The course itself was totally broad. It covered everything from production to writing to all sorts, but I just wanted to perform, to be honest. I've always just wanted to be on the stage and do things.
So, in terms of Lou's Hot Sauce, like, how did that, where did that idea come from, and how did it come to be?
I just wanted a little cartoon of myself, so I thought, well, how can I do that?
Well, you nailed that, pal.
No, I don't know. I've always liked cooking. With a double O, not with a UC. And it just came about. So ArcTangent, year before, last year, I did a little jam for my band, just because I said I like cooking, and it flew out. So I thought, why not take this a bit more seriously? And I've made sauces and that before, and just carried on with that, and it's going quite well.
So initially it started out as a merch item that the band was selling as band merch, but it was a jam.
Yeah, totally. Obviously, I'd made it before then. We just did it as a little joke on the side. Pine jam. So it was pineapple habanero, obviously spelled P-I-J-N.
Very clever.
Very clever.
I can see what you've done there.
We've got some in the fridge, actually.
It's delicious.
Well, we get asked how we pronounce our band name all the time, so I thought, two birds, one stone.
That's such a good point, actually. For everyone listening, your instinct will be to pronounce it pigeon, but it's actually pine.
Or pagine.
Pagine.
Pagine, anything you want.
What's the inspiration for the name? Was it Danish or something?
The Dutch word for Dutch. Pain, hurt, ache. You can say it like pain.
Pain?
But I'm not going to put the accent on, just say pain.
What does it mean, pain?
Pain.
Exactly, death. Yeah. You know, pain, ache. Because we're such deep, moody boys.
So there's a very obvious and deliberate connection between the music you make and like and your hot sauce brand. One of the sauces is named after Curse These Metal Hands and another for your friend's band Creeper. I've just seen that you've made a sponsorship deal with ArcTangent. Was this the idea from the beginning or something that's definitely evolved? And how has that evolution happened, if so?
No, not at all. I didn't think it would get half as far as it has done so far. As you said, I did the Curse These Metal Hand one just because it's easy to do that. I'm in the band. So
yeah,
it was just something to go with easily. And then the Creeper one came along and that obviously got quite a lot of hype. They're doing all right for themselves. Spooky little goths.
Spooky little goths.
Yeah, and the ArcTangent thing, what was that? That came from the Bosque sauce, actually. So I did a sauce for Bosque. Obviously, that fits in quite well with the whole ArcTangent crowd. And James, thankfully, dropped me a little message from ArcTangent and said, would you like to do a sauce for us? And now here I am. I'm buzzing for it. Can't wait.
It's so sick. Is there a connection between the flavours and the ingredients that you use and the bands that you're relating the sauces to? So was Curse These Metal Hands specifically going to be the hottest sauce I've ever tasted?
No, not at all. I think it usually goes, it can work different ways. So sometimes I think of a pun first, then find a flavour to base around the pun. With the Curse These Metal Hands one, I just knew I needed an orange one.
Yeah, definitely.
I wanted it to be quite fruity and spicy as well. I thought mango habanero, done. Easy as that. How much thought goes into it?
So in terms of this brand, have you started to see results in terms of cash money or where are you in that process? You don't have to answer that. You can abstain.
No, definitely. As I said, it's done a hell of a lot better than I expected. I still work a real life job, obviously, on its side, but it's leading towards the kind of doing it full time kind of thing, and that's what I want to do. So if anyone's listening, buy my shit.
Yeah, we've spoken about that before, actually, about like you may have this creative endeavor that you love and want to pursue, but it's not always viable to just pack in your day job as soon as you've had the idea and go full tilt at something when you've got no idea if it's even going to work. So to try and pack as much time into doing it in your spare time, but also, you know, maintaining a job until it's sensible to, like, you know, actually go full time or something.
Yeah, totally. I was lucky enough. Well, I say lucky enough because obviously it was a terrible situation with lockdown and stuff, but I was launching anyway, and it coincided when lockdown started. So I had all this free time in my hands anyway.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, caned, just put all my time and effort into doing the sauce, and it worked really well. And also it helped that everyone has sat at home and they had, you know, spoon-fed the internet because they had nothing else to do. So it definitely helped in my favour.
Like, the flip side to that is that you must have seen pretty strong sales from the off because everyone was buying everything. Like, it was part of the stuff that comforted us, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's a shame we didn't start a company called Lou's Toilet Rolls.
I know, that's well. That's funny you should say that.
Spicy toilet roll.
I did look into it, but you know, let's see if lockdown 2 happens and then
you'll be ready.
Lose Lou roll.
So What do you think have been some of the struggles and the difficulties with starting a brand in this climate?
The only struggle really is, obviously, a lot of the chilies and, you know, the ingredients were imported from places, and during lockdown, that there were a lot of restrictions on travel and stuff, so a lot of the chili prices were up and stuff like that.
Right.
You can get some of the more exotic stuff, but apart from that, in plain sailing, I had plenty of time to do it and hone it. I think if I started it when I was, you know, constantly working my full-time job, I wouldn't have had enough time to see it through. And again, I did it as like a hobby. I didn't expect it to kick off half as much as it has. So it gave me the motivation to keep that going.
So outside of obviously the pandemic and everything that's been going on, what was the plan in terms of how you were actually going to launch the business? Was there like a, I mean, I don't want to delve into like your marketing plans and things like that, but obviously it seems like it's worked out quite well for you. What would have been the plan had this not have happened?
I think it would have been the same, or I would have continued to do it. I just, obviously now I make a hell of a lot more because I know the demand's there. But then I would have done it, carried on doing it more of as a hobby, you know?
Yeah.
I guess it would have been just exactly the same as I'm doing now, to be honest, yeah? I just wouldn't have had the as much time to have pushed it as much as I did.
Mm.
So I don't think anything would have been different with it, to be honest with you. As I said, I always like cooking in my spare time and stuff like that anyway.
So what have your friends and like the people closest to you felt about you creating a brand like this? Have you had much feedback from them? Because for us, I mean, for me, it was like, okay, Luke's created a sauce brand. It felt really random. But obviously, as time's gone on, I've kind of seen how much you enjoy cooking and the sauces, I mean, from my perspective, are great. So what have the people closest to you fed back to you?
The same thing, to be honest, yeah. It seemed very out of the blue for everyone, you know. It seemed like, which it was, it was out of the blue. It's not something I've ever spoke about doing before. Never something I considered doing as a, you know, a career path or a business. So it was a out of the blue thing, and my friends have been super supportive of it. And at the beginning, I didn't know if it was just your mates being supportive, and then I started seeing, you know, sales from a bunch of randos all over the country and across the world. And it's like, wow, this is nuts. But my mates were all like, what the hell, this is, use this, like, why are you doing this? But they've all been super supportive of it.
Amazing.
Especially Nicky, seeing a lot of my little promo videos and stuff, he's been amazing. In these silly little videos for me and stuff.
He's the drummer in the band?
He plays the drums in Pine.
Yeah.
He attempts to play the drums in Pine, yeah. Pigeon.
Pigeon. So you've said that you love cooking. Aside from that, what is it about Lou's Hot Sauces that you love to be a part of?
The whole thing is a little silly outlet for me. I'm a bit of a daft lad. I'm not sure if you know. But just the chance to get these silly little ideas out, even if it's like silly little puns or little drawings and stuff, you know.
You do love
just have a little joke on social media or whatever. Nice little outlet.
I've got a random question that I haven't got written down, but you've spoken a bit about, obviously this stemmed from your love of cooking, and then you've developed these sauces that are obviously integral to that. What would be your number one recommended recipe or thing to cook involving one of your sauces?
Oh, keep it simple. The stuff, the mango habanero one. Everyone likes burritos and Mexican food. Just slap a bunch of that in your burrito. Magic.
Magic. What are we talking about here? What's in the burrito?
Oh, mate, well, anything. You know, if you're vegan, get a bit of seitan in there. A bit of tofu. No one's judging you. But if you're not a vegan, pulled pork, mango habanero, pico de gallo, simple salsa, done. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt.
Sounds great. I had some on a omelette the other day. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it works good. Also, what goes in the omelettes is the cowboy candies, the little candied jalapenos.
Oh,
I do.
Yeah.
Them in an omelette.
That's got a soft spot in my heart, honestly.
Ah, cheers, dude. I just did a little chef's kiss with my hand, but you can't
we
see
heard
that
it, though. I could see it in my mind.
Yeah, a little pucker.
In an alternate reality, what would you be doing if you weren't doing what you're doing? So I'm talking about not in the bands, Lou's Hot Sauces doesn't exist, and your job doesn't exist as it does. What's the dream?
That's a very difficult question, isn't it? That's like, if you're not doing anything you don't want to do, what would you be doing? I would be a fireman? I'm sorry, I've just made that up.
That feels like you may have plucked that from thin air.
And maybe I would be a, I don't know. See, when I think back to when I was a kid and I was thinking, what did I want to do? And I was like, when I was a little kid, I did want to be a chef. And then I realised that's hard work. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, really hard work. We've been absolutely nailing MasterChef The Professionals recently. And that just looks like hell, honestly.
I know, what show.
Yeah, cancel that. And it's just in a sweaty little kitchen getting shouted at all day if you're a subordinate.
So stressful. And
I've always worked in hospitality because I like to talk to people and it's a different thing every day. You know, I haven't had to speak to people and getting complained about and stuff. Great. It's always a new day.
So this is probably a bit of a tricky question. Well, maybe not. What's your definition of a successful life?
Happiness.
Deep.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's not all about money, is it? Like, but that can also help happiness.
It can.
But no, as long as you're doing what you want to do, you're not stuck in something you're happy in, that's success for me. Again, with the source thing, I enjoy doing that. Hopefully, I can get to a stage where I make enough from it to do that constantly full-time. Doesn't mean I'm going to make a bomb from it, but that's what I'd like to do, and that's what I enjoy doing. So that's success.
In terms of your definition of happiness, it's doing something that you want to do all the time. Are there any other elements that contribute to your kind of overall happiness in life? Obviously, financial stability, you touched on that.
Yeah, don't take things too seriously. Have a laugh.
You do love a laugh, don't you?
I do love a laugh. It's good to laugh again.
It's true.
I think that's the first thing I ever heard you say, you know.
It's good to laugh again.
What advice, if you had to, would you give to your younger self?
Oh, God, where do I start? Bloody hell. I should start a notebook for this, because I know if I'd tell myself this, I'd probably just spit on me.
Well, you know that, though, so you'd be able to give yourself advice that would counter that.
Oh, no, it wouldn't work. If I'd tried to tell younger me something, I'd be decked out. Not decked out, I wouldn't be listened to.
That's a fair answer. And unique, actually.
Yeah, very much.
I was a little idiot. Think of this, but tenfold.
I actually can't imagine you at a higher level than this, honestly. Luke, this is the part of the podcast where the floor is entirely yours. It's called Plug Yourself. So we just want to find out what you're working on at the moment, whether it's a new source or a different project, and give us your socials.
Plug yourself.
Plug it real good.
The floor is lava. Yeah, I've got a few things coming up. I've got some things that are not source.
Ooh.
But source-esque are good. And it's got a lovely picture of me dressed as Dolly Parton on it, so that's all I'm going to give away.
Wow,
that,
ooh, that sounds fun. Texas barbecue? Ooh.
I might have a couple new band projects coming up, which I'm dead excited about.
Nice.
Amazing.
And I don't know if I can say anything about that.
A little hint?
From one of them is a band... goal while she sleeps. Oh. Is that a giveaway?
Well, I know who they are.
Yeah.
But... oh, God, I gave it away.
I don't know what it means one. You're doing.
And we've got some more of that stuff. And you can buy my products online at losebrews.co.uk.
Where can people follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me at losebrews. It's not called losebrews. What's it called? It's called lose.brews. Maybe with a Z, maybe not.
You'll find it.
We'll find that for you.
Yeah, go on, chuck it on for me, please. Thank you very much.
Happy to.
Well, Lou, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure, my friend.
Beautiful.
And take care, and we're looking forward to seeing your next projects.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. If you'd like to find out more about us, you can find us on Twitter at A Creative Truth or on Instagram at A Creative Truth Podcast. We'd love to read any feedback you have, so if you have a moment, leave a review. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell your pals. We'd also love to hear your thoughts about who you'd like to hear from in the future. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.